Just they made me come out the game. I wasn't gonna come out the game, but they made me come out. But it's frustrating though. You know what I mean? But just move on, keep going.
Were they worried about a head injury more than a neck? Or?
No. No. I don't have a head injury, but yeah, my neck is just sore.
How well?
It's all good though.
Frustrating for an offensive player to get shut out in a game.
Pretty frustrating. I mean, you go from a week of putting up the highest points that you put up and then go to putting up a goose egg, which is pretty frustrating.
What did they do to make it so difficult from what you saw?
They didn't do anything. I felt like it was us. We shot ourselves in the foot. Weren't very good on third downs. Weren't taking care of the ball. It's a recipe for the disaster.
You were in some third imaginables, too, third and three, third and two. You couldn't get those extra couple yards.
Couldn't get extra couple yards. Like I said, we shot ourselves in the foot. It wasn't anything they were doing special. I mean, they showed us some different looks than what we saw on film, but, yeah, I mean, it was just all on us.
Is the end of the season almost going to be a relief in some way, you know, because of all the losing and everything?
No.
Kind of just a fresh start now?
I feel like everybody loves to play football. Everybody loves doing this every week. I mean, I don't think guys are just giving up and waiting for the season to end. We love doing this. This is what we grew up doing, so I wouldn't say that.
What would you have said if someone told you you were going to be 2-13?
I would have looked at them crazy, especially at the beginning of the season, going into the season. You know, I thought we had perfect squad to make a run in this thing, and like I said, it's just been frustrating.
Do you come out of this after next week with some sort of lesson that you learned from this year this year has taught you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like we listened to the hype, but I mean, I think it kind of creeped in a little bit. I mean, you can't listen to the outside stuff. You just got to stay within the team and you know, do it yourself.
You're still a young guy, obviously. You're expecting to be here next year, obviously, but there's a lot of uncertainty around a lot of other people from the top down. Do you think about that all as you move forward towards the end of the season?
About my career?
No, just the uncertainty involved with the Giants right now, from GM to coach to teammates.
I don't really think about it too much. Whatever happens, happens, and I'm just going to have to take it for what it is and keep going.